We're still in chapter 3 of John's Gospel. And we began, if you remember, we're in verse 16 today, the discussion with Nicodemus about being born again by water and the Spirit. And we're still there. The very first statement is so amazing. God loved the world. Now why would he do that? God loved the world. Is it because we're so grateful to him? We so want to obey him? We're so good to one another in his name? Not really. God loved the world. Today, later in the day, I have to do the work on the TV. And part of it is going to be on Romans 5, which is original sin. And so as I was studying that yesterday, I was overwhelmed by the damage that sin has done and the darkness that sin has brought. And as I was praying about that, I just understood this text, God's love. What a solution to our problem, that God would become man. He sent, you see, he gave, the text says. He gave his only begotten Son. So that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but have eternal life. Into this darkness, and the darkness at its root is inspired by hatred of God. It's Satan who's trying, you know, to incessantly, you see, the world. The world is that place of ultimate refusal. That's why John is so strong. That's the way he uses this word, world. And why he says, have nothing to do with the world. He doesn't mean, don't get a good job. He means, watch this. You see? So that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but have eternal life. See, eternal life, as John uses the term, just doesn't mean unending life. It means divine life. So we aeonion in John means divine life. The love. Why would God do that for us? Create us in the first place. You know? And so beautifully and wonderfully made, we say in the psalm. You know, the old body has its problems, but just think what a wonder it is. And he made us to know him, as the catechism used to say, why did God make you? He made him to know him, to love him, and to serve him in this world, and to be happy with him in the next. All the old timers remember that. You memorized that when we were that big. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world. He didn't send him to, you see, that the world might be saved through him. That's the motive for preaching, to tell people about that. And as the darkness descends, you see, we can expect that there will be a great movement of love from the Father, you see, to offset the darkness. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned. But whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name, the reality, the Shem, right? He has not yielded his heart to the reality of who Jesus Christ is. Why? You see? And this is the judgment. Light, the light, has come into the world. But men preferred darkness to light. What kind of a perversity is that? How can we... That's the mystery of sin, isn't it? The mysterium iniquitatis. How could we do that? Choose darkness when light is here. They prefer darkness to light because their works were evil. If our works are evil, we don't want to get near the light. One subterfuge after another. And this is such a... I will make the world right. I will help the poor. I will do this. I will do that. That makes me God. This great movement of world government, set everything right. I will do it. Where it says, you see, the Son of God came to save the world. I can't save the world. I don't even know what's wrong with it. I think it's better economic justice, which is absolutely, I mean, it's willed by God. But if I fix that up or have better psychological care for everybody, that's not what's wrong with the world. What's wrong with the world is sin. Yielding to this orchestration of Satan. Good God. I mean, look at the way nations are pitted against nations. Look at the anger, the cruelty, the poverty. You want to fix poverty? Let everyone have a change of heart. Fix it in no time. You see. For everyone who does wicked things, it's translated here. It's a very interesting line. It says, prason ta paufla, practicing evil things, hates the light. It has not come to the light, so that his works may not be exposed. That's what holds us back from God. It's what holds the world back from God. Now do you see this darkness, you see, invaded by light. The light is the agape of God, the love of God. But whoever does the truth, and there is the phrase, this is piin tin alithian, from the verb we get poet from that verb. Whoever makes the truth, how do you make the truth? How do you do the truth? You yield to God and follow the Father's direction all day long. He comes to the light so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God. That doesn't mean, look at what a great holy man I am. It means that if I serve the Father, people will catch a glimpse of him and they'll love him and they'll turn to him and they'll give up their darkness that could bring them to an eternal darkness. And so that's why it starts off, God so loved the world that he gave. Here, you want my divine Son? Here. He gave his only begotten Son. We should pray today to have our spirits enter into that, understand that. God, the Father, there's only one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but we say Theos of the Father in a particular way. In fact, of the 1,113 times, I think, the word Theos comes in the New Testament, all but five or six refer to God the Father. When I start the canon of the Mass, to whom am I talking? God the Father, all the way through. Through him and with him and in him is to you, God, the Almighty Father. as I ended, right? The Father. Reveal the face of the Father. So one conclusion among others is what? Run to the light. Run to the light. My sins will be exposed. Hallelujah. Then they'll be forgiven. And then I'll have something to say.